Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, it's Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It is Thursday, December 22nd, 2022, 12/22/22. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. America's mental health falls to an all-time low. One in five young adults owe money to debt collectors. Anti-Semitism on the rise in New York City. And Amazon reveals the most popular presents this Christmas. Also coming up, the message of the day, Christmas themed, of course. But first, a survey from Gallup finds a quarter of Americans visited a mental health professional in 2022. That is a 10-point increase in the last 10 years. Less than half of Americans describe their mental health as good. Less than half. 7% say they suffer from severe psychological problems. This is self-described, self-diagnosed. Younger adults and women who are more likely than their counterparts to rate their own mental health negatively are also more likely to say that they have sought mental health care in the last year. Roughly 20% of adults between the ages 18 and 24 with a credit record in the United States currently have debt in collections. Overall, credit card balances are surging, up 15% in the most recent quarter. That's the largest annual jump in more than 20 years. So when people say the economy's bad and people aren't working, oh, but look, people are still buying stuff. It's like, yeah, that on credit card. People are all-time debt. Credit card rates are now over 19% on average. That's an all-time high and still rising as well. Anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York City more than doubling compared to the same period last year. At least 45 Jewish people were targeted across the five boroughs compared to 20 last December, just a month. Most assaults occurred in Brooklyn. The New York Police Department beefing up security at local synagogues after two men were arrested at Penn Station with pistols and maps of local Jewish communities. Amazon revealing the most popular Christmas gifts for 2022. They are wireless phone chargers, which still seem like magic to me. Like, how is that possible? Portable hand warmers, indoor slippers, waffle makers, wine glasses, the air fryer, luxury towels, and number one, most popular gift for Christmas this year, noise-canceling headphones. The typical family spends $3,000 on gifts for friends and family. Coming up next, I get the Christmas story, but why is it that story? I'll explain next.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Merry Christmas. Christmas coming up in a few days. I've always wondered why God had to do the whole Jesus born as a human thing. He could have done it any way he wanted. Why did he choose this way? And like, once you accept the story, you're like, okay, that's great. But why? Why did he have to become human? It's the biggest question I always had before I was a Christian. Why did God work it out this way? Why did Jesus have to become a human? Paul Harvey, of all people, answered it for me. He tells a story of a good, decent, generous man. He just didn't believe all the silly Bible, miracle, incarnation stuff. So he didn't go to church on Christmas with his family, his wife and his children. They went off. He stayed home behind. And there's a big storm that came. And a bird flew right into his window. Dunk. What a shame. And then another one. Dunk again. And just dunk, dunk, dunk. More birds just kept slamming into. What's going on? So he goes outside in the snow. And the birds are all huddled there underneath the window. They're lost and clueless. But he's a generous man. So he bundled up. He walked to the other side of his property and opened up the barn door. He gave him a nice warm place for the birds to be. Turned the light on for him. But the birds didn't go anywhere. So he's telling the birds, like he's waving his arms, like, go, come here, come to the barn. And he tries to shoo them away, but they won't budge. So then he gets breadcrumbs and he tries to lure the birds to the barn, but they refuse. They're scared of him. They fear him. And he got frustrated and he thought, if only I could be a bird and speak their language and mingle with them and be with them and tell them not to be afraid and show them the way to safety and to the warm barn. If only I could show them the light, if only I could be one of them so that they could see and hear and understand. That's what Jesus did. He became one of us so we could follow him and God to heaven. The infinite has become the infant. As C.S. Lewis said, the Son of God became a man to enable men to become the sons of God. I was a history major in college, been a Christian for about 8 years now, so I like to put these two passions together. My instinct is to bring everything back to the Bible. Why? Jeremiah 6:16, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Our culture is so screwed up right now, and no one knows what to do. Progressives say we need to progress. We need more progress. We need more of what we're doing. More of this direction. And I'm over here, and I think you're with me saying, this ain't working. Let's look for the ancient paths. Why? Why the ancient paths? Because you will find rest for your souls. No one ever talks about the soul. You know, in California, they're thinking about, they will eventually legalize psychedelic drugs. So magic mushrooms, because people have anxiety and depression. So let's just trip them out. Let's do things to change the chemistry of their mind. But no one ever mentions the soul. We talk about the mind, never the soul. So let's just take psychedelic mushrooms. Jeez. I want to look back at the ancient paths, the things that worked. And I want to get to the root of problems. And that is the human soul. You want answers? It's a book about it. It's got everything in it, including a really amazing story that we celebrate on Christmas. More coming up.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Perhaps you've heard the song before. It is Well With My Soul. Do you know who wrote it? Or really why? He wrote it. Went to a funeral a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine's dad passed away at 64 years old. He had four wonderful children, and they opened up the funeral with a stunningly beautiful version of that song, It Is Well With My Soul. So my new goal in life is to live in a way where when I die, my family and friends can gather in a place and sing with their full heart and with complete assurance, It Is Well With My Soul. That moment was such beautiful evidence of a life well lived. When peace like a river attendeth my way, so when things are good. When sorrows like sea billows roll, when things are not good. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. The author of those words was Horatio Spafford. Now, maybe you'd think he wrote this song because life was awesome all the time. Well, there were great moments. And then the worst. He had a wife and five kids. Their youngest son died of pneumonia in 1871. He lost his business in the Great Fire of Chicago that same year. 2 years later, his wife and four daughters got on a boat from the U.S. to France. And he was planning to go with them, but he had to stay behind for some business things. So you go ahead, I'll get on the next boat a couple days later. 4 days later, that boat collided with another in the middle of the ocean, and all four of his daughters drowned. His wife survived. She was rescued and made it to Wales, and when she got there, she wired her husband, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Could you imagine receiving that message? What do I do? He got on the next boat. And when they were 4 days in the ocean, the captain called him and said, "This is about where your children died." And that's what inspired him to write the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Whew. Now, we don't talk about the soul anymore. We're only interested in behavior modification or life hacks. Even with behavior modification, we just want shortcuts. If you want to change a life, and you want to change the course of a country, we got to focus on the soul. And if Horatio could do it, so can we. More coming up. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. Thank you for listening. My podcast is Politics by Faith. We'll see you there, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.